guys, and welcome back to my podcast channel. This is Random Things with Emily, and you are currently listening to Emily. Well, hearing Emily. So today, we are going to be reading some stories that I have found. Okay, and these are from Reddit. But these are on the Travel Channel website, and I will make sure to link it. None of these stories are mine. All credit to all the authors and everything. And I will not be reading all these stories in one podcast. I will be reading them separate, and I will be giving credit to each author throughout the podcast, through these podcasts. So, I already told you guys what I'm going to be reading today. However, I want to talk about something with you guys before this becomes an issue. It's better to tackle it now when it can be already taken care of than wait a little longer. I talk about crazy things. I talk about some inappropriate things, considered inappropriate to certain people. And I know it's been mentioned to me about my audience being younger since I'm only 18, but I just want to talk about my demographics real quick. I have a screenshot. My demographics literally, my biggest audience group is 18 to 22. I heard a thump. My second biggest being 23 to 27. My third being 28 to 34. My next biggest group being 60%. And my smallest group being ages 0 through 17, which is only 3%. And the 18 through 22. Makes up 53%, 23 through 27 is 23%, 28 and 34 is 7%, and 60% is 7%. So, really no one young listens to my podcast. So, there is really no worries. Anyways, the first story we will be listening to today is... Hold on. Aha, the story is... It Wasn't a Little Girl by Beth Braden. I was camping with my husband and his family at a small remote lake in New Mexico. There was about 10 people in our group and another group of 6 people in the next campsite. It wasn't nighttime and both groups were doing typical activities, making s'mores, having a few drinks, and telling stories. When we all heard what sounded like a little girl yelling out for help, neither group had children with them, but we were all positive we were hearing a little girl and decided to search the area we heard the noises from together. There was a field behind our campsites, and we all saw a very tall, pure white figure standing maybe 100 feet away from us in the field, making the noises. We all agreed this thing looked maybe 6 feet tall, skinny, and white as can be. We made our way closer to investigate, but whether it was what we saw started backing off as we got closer and it disappeared into the trees. All night we continued to hear a little girl calling for help as we tried to sleep. And it ends there. Okay. That's really creepy to me. I really don't have any speculations of what this woman and her family could have seen, because there's a lot of stories I have heard about figures like this. Hold on. I know what they're called. I just... No. Skinwalkers. It sounds like a skinwalker, kind of. If you don't know what a skinwalker is... Hold on. In Navajo culture, a skinwalker is a type of harmful witch who has the ability to turn into, possess, or disguise himself as an animal. The term is never used for healers. I could be a little bit wrong, but I watch a show called Paranormal Caught on Camera, and it has shown videos of skinwalkers, kind of described as this, but also them taking, like, not the form of a human, but sounding like a human to draw in innocent victims. I could be completely wrong. This is just what I'm going based off of the show I watched. Anyways, moving on to the next story. The Walking Dead. I'm a psychiatric. Oh, this is by. It does not have the author in this. Okay, this article is not. It's by Beth Braden. Okay, I'll try to find who wrote these stories later on and put them in a link somewhere. The Walking Dead. I'm a psychiatric nurse, and early in my career, I worked at a residential mental health facility. One of our residents was an elective mute, which means that he couldn't talk, but there were no medical reasons as to why. He had spoken earlier in his life, and in fact, seemed quite normal back then. With the exception of being close to 7 feet tall, he'd been raised in the Deep South and joined the military when he was 19. But one night, he vanished. He was declared AWOL, and eventually he was declared missing and dead. Ooh. That. Personally, I don't really like that. 10 years later, a 7 foot tall man walked into a VA hospital emergency room in my part of the Midwest and said to the receptionist, "My name is Marianne Duchense," which they said in the article, this isn't the real name, by the way, "and I've been dead for 10 years. Those were the last words he ever spoke. He was covered with dust, and he was wearing the same clothes he'd been reported to be wearing the night he vanished. His social security number had not been used, and he had no identification on his person. However, they were able to identify him, I guess via fingerprints. The family was notified, but they said they already grieved their lost man, and that whomever was claiming to be him simply could not be. They demanded not to be contacted again. Marion paced all day, every day, moving his mouth that looked like talking or mothering. But no sound came out. He had an unnerving habit of throwing his head back with his mouth wide open as if we're laughing heartily. But not even a breath could be heard. If I talked to him, he appeared to listen, periodically throwing his head back in that laughter-mimicking way of his. Various medications were tried, but they did not affect him, either positively or negatively. Occupational therapy did nothing because Marion would just grin unless told to stay put, he'd get up and start pacing again. On my last day at that job, the last thing I saw was Marion pacing in the parking lot, throwing his head back to laugh. Later, I wondered if all along I'd been dealing with a ghost. All these years later, I still don't know. I don't know how I would feel if I was this person that worked in this job and one of the residents in my facility went missing and then like 10 years later came back claiming it was him and he's been dead for 10 years. That would scare me. And then I would think the exact same thing as her. Like, how could you not think that? How could you, I mean, um, it says in the beginning, one of her residents was an elective mute, which means that he didn't, wouldn't, couldn't talk. But there was no medical reasons as to why. He had spoken earlier in his life, in fact, seemed quite normal back then, with the exception of being close to 7 feet tall. He'd been raised in the Deep South and joined the military when he was 19, but one night he vanished. So, it says he seemed quite normal. The only thing that wasn't normal about him was his height. So, could, with all respect to the family, if this is real, I think it might be real, but unless he was taken out of the facility by someone. And killed. Or maybe he wandered out by himself. I do know that happens in rare occasions. But if they had cameras, I don't think that would have happened. I don't know. That's just, like, kind of, there's so many what ifs, and maybe he never was dead. It says he was normal, like I said, besides the part of being mute. Maybe he, like, just disappeared on his own terms, and he didn't die, but he just knew people thought he was dead, so when he came back, that's what he said. So maybe he wasn't a ghost. Maybe he, I mean, obviously he would have been fully alive. I don't think he would have been a ghost. I don't think I don't think he was a ghost, but or it could have been a coincidence that someone exactly as his description and everything came into this place. I don't know. I've never heard this story before. I've heard more so a little bit about the first story I read to you guys, but that's really it. I haven't heard anything else about, like, this one. This is odd. I'm gonna have to think about this story some more before I, like, actually come to, like, any conclusion of any sort on it. The unrest stop. I was driving across country. I was driving across country with my mom and sister when I was 16, and my sister was 20. It was late, but we were well rested, still and alert. We were driving along an interstate and needed gas and a bathroom break. So we stopped at the only rest stop in 200 miles. There was a van full of teenagers on a road trip at the gas station, as well as a small gray car at the pump in front of us with two young men standing still outside of it. When we got there, everything felt wrong. We'd been on the road for days and seen many rest stops at night and had never been afraid until then. My mom and sister went inside and I stayed in the car. I heard the teenagers say they were creeped out and couldn't get the pump to work, and they left in a hurry. I was watching the car in front of us, and the two men had not moved at all, not an inch. They weren't talking, they weren't on phones, they were just standing there, still as stone. My sister and mom came running back out to the car, and when they got in, the two men slowly turned to look at us while not moving or pivoting the rest of their bodies. And I swear to fucking shit, we all saw the same thing. They had eyes dark as pitch and empty. Truly empty. Not black. Not reflecting any light at all. Just a void. We sped out of there and didn't stop until we were in the next city. The worst thing about the entire experience, we couldn't find the place on any map. We knew exactly which spot on the interstate to look, and we couldn't find on Google Maps or any paper map we had. We even asked locals about the creepy gas station out on the stretch of road and got only confused looks. We've traveled on that interstate since, and there is no rest stop.
Okay.
All right. I don't want to talk about this one. I really don't know what to say about this one. I've never heard anything like this before. This sounds like kind of something like out of a movie. There is a movie. Crap, there's this like movie on Netflix, and maybe someone at not completely not related to anything in this movie in this story I just read. I forget what it's called. I think it's by Stephen King. Maybe it's not. But there's this pregnant woman, and I think what is her husband? They stop in this cornfield in front of this cornfield, and there's like a place across from it, I think, and they hear this like boy or girl screaming and yelling for help, and they go in, and like it's a loop basically, and they find this family, this husband and wife, who the kid belonged to, and turns out like the husband was like possessed by something, and he tries to like kill everyone, and I think he was successful, but in the end, it's been a little while, a little close, but I've only seen it once, but I think the boy, like, it was a loop, but it was, like, a really weird loop. Like, they got out of the cornfield somehow, but that wouldn't be the end. Like, they would see this car again. I'll just use the couple as an example. I don't know if this happened in it. So let's say the couple got out of the cornfield, right? And they'd get out, but they couldn't find their car. And they'd go to something that was across from the corn maze. And then they'd see a car that looks exactly like theirs stop. And then they'd see themselves getting out of the car. And, like, it'd be a repeated cycle. And then the couple would already be in the corn maze. But the family that's already in there, the one that has the little kid yelling for help, that's the reason that pregnant woman and that guy went in there, is because of the little kid. But, you know, like I said, one pregnant woman, man was already in there. And then you see this new car coming down the road, and it was the exact same family that was already in the cornfield. So it's like a really good movie. I don't remember what it's called, but that's kind of vibes I'm getting here, you know? Really creepy though. If you ever do plan on traveling, and specifically like a group of all girls, more specifically a group of just two girls, be honestly, this is for anyone, but be careful at rest stops at night. Be careful at gas stations, because a lot of gas stations are really shady. They might look the safest, but I promise you, a lot of them aren't. Same with hotels. If you are staying in a hotel that you think might be a little shady, and you're not able to find another hotel close by, or you just are only able to afford that hotel. I have one of these. I bought it recently. It's like a door lock, kind of, so people can't like break down your door or anything. I recommend getting one of those and maybe carrying like pepper spray on you. I'm trying to get pepper spray. I might buy, actually, after this, I might order a thing of pepper spray, because I would really like to have it on hand, because I do go out with friends a lot at night, and I live in like a general shady area, so that might be a smart idea. But yes, that's just my advice. I know on TikTok, okay, also something I want to talk about. I don't talk about anything that I've actually been in. I've been in self-defense classes, I've been in Taekwondo and stuff like that. There is some weapons people will try to sell on TikTok. And a lot of these like to break glass windows, and a lot of these weapons or like things can get you in serious trouble if you were to use it on someone, even in self-defense. So be careful, read laws, maybe get a little bit more knowledge on how to defend yourself. I know, literally, like, you are trying to do anything and everything to protect yourself, but please just be careful. That's literally the only thing I can recommend to you, to just try and avoid possible charges. Anyways, moving on. Anyways, that will be our stories for today. I said I wasn't gonna read all of them. I'm gonna read some more in another podcast episode, because I want to keep these a little bit shorter if I can, because I think you guys enjoy my shorter episodes a little bit more than my, like, almost hour-long episodes. That's what it appears, at least. I will be putting the link to where I got these stories from in my link tree, which, like I said before, you can find on any of my Facebook or Instagram or TikTok. Wait, never mind. My Facebook is not public. It's private. Do not, if you find my Facebook, I will not accept your request. But my Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok is public, so you can follow me on any one of those, and that would be Emily_Marie101, and Emily being E-M-I-L-E-E. Like I said, that's for Snapchat, Instagram, and TikTok only. I don't really post that much. I try to every once in a while. I try to keep you guys up to date with stuff if I can. I like posting food on my Instagram, and I normally post when I put out a new podcast on Instagram. And I'm going to be putting out a lot of new podcasts here since it is October, and I really want to get some episodes out there for you guys for Halloween and before Halloween. I have like a few weeks. I think I have all of this week, and I don't know when Halloween is, guys. I think it's next week. God, you guys, like, hold on. We going to search this up. Okay. It's the 19th. Okay, so my trick-or-treat in my hometown is next week, but Halloween is the following week. It's like that next Sunday. Not this upcoming Sunday, but the following Sunday. So yeah, just want to clear that. I hope you guys enjoyed. Feel free to DM me any of your stories or fill out the scary story submission that I have on Google, because I would love to read some of your guys' stories. So yeah, happy Halloween, or happy scary season, spooky season, whatever you want to call it. And yeah, goodbye.